been inviting you to let Pastor Tom and I know what sort of things you would like us to preach on this summer. Ask questions about the church, religion, topics that you would like us to preach on. And I will give you a fair warning. There haven't been a lot of questions or topics suggested. And if we have to come up with them on our own, they probably won't be very interesting. So feel free to enter your questions for the summer as we preach. To kick off our summer of questions, though, our question this week is, who is stronger, Jesus or Superman? Now, you might think that's a silly question, because one of them is one that we've only heard about in stories. That's both of them, actually. Okay. One of them we've never actually seen. Nope. That's kind of both of them, too. Okay, how about one of them is fake, and one is one that we just believe in? Clear as mud, right? Perfect. Well, I'm going to answer this question this week in connection with the work of the Holy Trinity, okay? Last week, in case you missed it, we celebrated Pentecost, a day in which we celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit dwelling in and among us. And Pentecost always concludes the season of Easter, where, of course, we celebrate God's redeeming work through the death of Christ for our sins, right? And so the reason we celebrate Holy Trinity is we kind of wrap that all up to help us better understand the work of God. It sort of gives an explanation and a clarity to the oneness of God. It defines for us the vastness and the mysteriousness of how God works. But the Trinity is also a great cause for confusion and misunderstanding among believers and non-believers. For example, a few years ago, I was leading a Bible study where we invited different faith leaders to come in and share about their faith and their practices. The purpose was for us to learn what they believe, right? To learn about what we had in common, more so than how we were different. But we also found a great opportunity to better explain and correct some of those misguided thoughts on what Lutherans believe too. So my favorite time of this whole study was when we had a Pentecostal pastor come in. And the very first thing out of his mouth when he walked in the room, he said, "Well, the biggest difference between us is we don't believe in three gods like you Lutherans do." And I thought he was joking. But then he didn't laugh. And so I said, wait, we don't believe in three gods. And he said, "Well, you believe in the Trinity." And I said, "Okay, you believe in the Holy Spirit, right? And God and Jesus, right?" And, okay, all right. Most Pentecostals, from what I understand, while they believe in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they do not believe that Jesus and the Spirit are also God. That's the difference. But the misunderstanding for this pastor was that he thought the Trinity represented three separate entities, three separate gods. But for us, the Trinity brings together the full essence of God. Essence. Isn't that a good word? Essence, right? The Trinity is the union of how God works in the world around us. A triangle is not three separate pieces, but one shape, right? It's one thing. The Trinity is one thing, God. This oneness of God allows for God to reveal God's self to us. It's a way to explain that vastness, that mysteriousness, without giving God limits. We can't put God in a box because God works in so many ways beyond our understanding. So we know about God's work. We know about Jesus' saving death. We know about the power of the Holy Spirit. But we can't really come up with a good scientific way of explaining it. I mean, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of baptism. But we don't receive the Holy Spirit nicely gift-wrapped in a box with a return receipt. It's not something we can really contain. But if you ever Google a question like, how does Superman fly? Or who is stronger, Jesus or Superman? You might be slightly fascinated with how many people are infatuated with Superman. There are pages and pages that explain all of Superman's super abilities. And there's like 10 different super abilities, okay? And they're all explained in a very clear and scientific way. If you didn't know that Superman was a made-up comic, actually originated by two Jewish teenagers, you might actually be led to believe that Superman was something real. There are all sorts of explanations for Superman's abilities. But we only have one explanation for God's abilities. Love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God suffered for us. God is so much beyond the powers of Superman because God uses real people. God uses real things. God transforms real people. And God doesn't do it by flying in a cape and carrying the poor and needy off to safety. God's abilities come through the work of the Holy Trinity working in us to do that work. God didn't just send anybody to come and save us. God came himself, made himself into human form, and came to redeem us. But for some reason, that doesn't seem to be enough for us. For some reason, just knowing that God saves us isn't enough. So God then comes and reveals God's self through attributes of the Spirit, right? The stirring in our hearts, that uncanny coincidence, the voices in our heads, meeting someone who touches our heart or flourishes in a relationship, blessing us with gifts that we in turn get to use to bless others. But ironically, when God is at work, we often neglect to realize it or acknowledge it. We come up with all sorts of reasons. It's luck. It's my great athletic abilities. It's coincidence. It's my good financial savviness. But it's not. None of that is us. It's God. It's God at work through us and in us and around us, redeeming us so that we can go out and serve with God's love in our hearts. We don't have to answer the question of how God works or why God works. And we certainly aren't meant to understand what the answer could be. We might struggle to explain God and God's actions, but that's really the magnificent part about it. We can't explain it. We can't explain why anyone would love someone so messed up and selfish as you and I. But God's not just anyone. God is so much bigger than we can understand. We can explain Superman, but we can't explain God. God isn't a made-up superhero or magical formula. God is real and mighty and beyond our tiny little brain capacities to fully understand that essence that God is. God's powers are so much greater than anyone else's because they are driven purely by love. And that's all we really need to know and believe. Because when we can believe that God would work in such a way simply because God loves us, then we can go out and serve with God's love in our hearts. And when we serve with God's love in our hearts, God's love flourishes and blossoms in the hearts of others and in ways that we don't really need to understand. If we could explain God in a scientific, if we had scientific proof as to how God works, God wouldn't be as great and mighty and magnificent as God is. Amen.